You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and two pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back to school your business at Staples.
In store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/1/18, limit 30.
Know who to call, what to do, what you got, what to do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted if you really ready, say, yeah. If you really ready, say, yeah. You know, you know.
Yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love, and we're live from Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome to Get Lifted Radio. I appreciate everybody that continues to tune in each and every Tuesday. Without our supporters, we do understand that, our broadcast would obviously be non-existent and wouldn't be interesting. So I appreciate everybody who continues to support the platform. Also, let other individuals know, such as artists, entrepreneurs, about our platform here on Get Lifted Radio. Created the platform about 3 years ago. When I created the platform, it was to help get other people heard, such as artists. And then I decided, you know what, artists are not the only individuals that are trying to brand themselves. So that's when I felt it was necessary to expand the platform to any aspiring individual that's on a journey to succeed on any level. So if you want to be a guest, please visit our website, getliftedentertainment.com. You'll see there we have submissions for song play, commercial play, as well as interview requests. Before we get into a quick song break tonight, our guest is Renee Thurston of Pure Romance. She's a romance consultant, and we'll be discussing a few things in regards to her career as a pure romance consultant, and maybe addressing a little bit of issues here, have a little fun. But before we get into all that, our first track is by International Rob B of Orlando, Florida. He is represented by Get Lifted Entertainment. And I'm going to take it back a little bit because this is still one of my favorite tracks by him. Here we go with Better This Way featuring Ben Bascom.
Girl, I do it all the time, and I be lying if I say I didn't enjoy the time. Late nights, bag rub, let the stress flow. How you giggle as I trip out the back door?
cliche how we met up on the Thursday. Who knew I'd get a chance just by asking if you thirsty? I will say how I want you in the worst way. You say you got a man, complicated what they all say. Hey, I ain't tripping what you running for. This ain't the first or the last, what you staying for? A question I gotta ask, I'm involved too. So if you feeling in between, me too. And if you stressed or relieved, me too. I just want you flying high, no jet blue. I understand that you're going through it. And if you're better off moving on, I see it. Where you wanna go, we can do it real slow, real slow. You know what you gotta know. I can do you better, but you know. Candlelight's good food, ought to do it for ya. Alone nights, that'll do it to ya. Me, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to. You say I don't know you, let me know you. We can ride through the late nights. I know your past been rough, but live life. Many girls in your position will shut down. I just wanna see you smile when I come around. And if you come around, guarantee no going down. Only up, cause my stock worth investing now. I understand that you going through it. And if you better off moving on, I see you.
Yo, I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida on Get Lifted Radio. Before I bring tonight's guest on the air, I just want to say to anybody listening, just know that Renee Thurston is a pure romance consultant. So some of the things that we are going to discuss or possibly discuss, please, if you're listening like on a speaker or anything of that nature, on a mobile device or a tablet, you may not want to have any children in the surrounding areas. So that's just my disclaimer, and you can get the rest of it from there. But no further ado, I just want to welcome Miss Renee Thurston of Pure Romance to Get Lifted Radio. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time out to be on the show. I put a little disclaimer out there, so don't be shy to answer any questions or to touch on any topics that you may find helpful to individuals. So the platform is pretty much yours. And anyone, like I said, anybody that's listening, this is your opportunity to tune out if you want at this point. I'm not sure. Or, you know, like I said, get the children out of the room. And before we get into our interview, Renee, if you will, please introduce yourself to our audience and for those who may not know you.
Okay. I am Renee Thurston. I'm an advanced consultant with Pure Romance.
And you're from?
Originally I'm from New Hampshire, but I've lived in Jacksonville, Florida for quite some time.
Okay. And how long have you been a consultant with Pure Romance, and how did that all come about for you? Just give us a little bit about your history.
Okay. We actually did a bachelorette party for my best friend, and part of that was doing a party. And the young lady who came in, who was a consultant, of course, when she finished up, we were talking in the consultation room.
Yeah.
And she told me I'd be great at doing this. And at first, I thought, there's no way I'm not going to be the dildo lady. I'm not going to stand up there and talk about sex toys. That there's no way that I could do that. And it took me a little while. I actually ended up booking a party some months later. And a little while after my party, I thought, you know, no, maybe I could do this. It's not the hardest thing. You know, it was a lot of fun, and it's not as bad as it was, you know, as I thought it was. And my friends really enjoyed it. And so I signed on. And that was November of 2013. So this year will be 3 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. 3 years as the quote unquote dildo lady.
Right. The sex toy lady, whatever, however you want to put it.
Right. So while we're on that, what do you say to an individual if they approach you and label you as such? Do you correct them, or do you kind of like roll with it?
Usually there's a little laugh because it's funny, you know, the whole I do those parties, like it's hush hush or like it's a bad thing. But I usually just let them know, you know, we do in-home parties for ladies, and it's ladies only, no children, no men allowed. And I bring the items to you. It's everything from bath products. We have a great spa line. We have massage products, lubricants, as well as toys and things that help to keep couples together. And if you're single, we have something for you too.
Woot woot. No. But okay. So, before, because you did say, you know, you got things for couples, singles, I'm sure that there's items for men as well. So, before we touch on anything specific, what's been your most interesting happening at a party?
Oh, wow. Of course. It's kind of like doctors. There's confidentiality. All orders are held in a separate consultation room, and nobody knows what anybody orders. And we don't talk about guests. But I will say probably the craziest thing that I've seen happen was I had put a swing on the door. We have one that just goes over the door. You don't install it. It's a sex swing. You don't have to install it into the ceiling. And I went into the consultation room and I did not take it down. When I came back out to get somebody, there was a young lady who decided to try to do a handstand, and she had her feet stuck up in the top. And of course, at this point in the party, the libations were overflowing, and more people were taking photos than trying to help her get down. So it was definitely a lesson learned, and just one of those kind of shake your head moments.
Like how you tell your kids, don't leave your toys out. Somebody
yes, exactly. Don't leave your toys out.
That's funny. So, you know, can you explain a little bit? You just told her how, as far as like ordering is confidential, and you don't discuss specifics in regards to clients and things of that nature. So, how does one go about, you know, booking a party, and what exactly is a party, a girl's night in, as you would call it, a girl's night in,
mm-hmm.
like?
Well, to book a party, of course, you can always go to, if you have a consultant, go to their website or contact them directly. My website is URA, the letters URA, passiondiva.com. From there, you can contact me. All my information is there. You can request a party. And then once we do that, we actually do individual consultations. So no party is exactly the same. I'm going to help you get guests to your party. I'm going to help with invitations, things like that, to try to make the party more enjoyable for you. So as far as that would be, the setup is literally just getting in contact with your consultant if you already have one, or going to the Pure Romance website. They'll help you find one, and as I put mine out, and going ahead and getting it started. And from there, we always say, you know, we try to keep it really simple. You invite your friends, maybe have something salty, an item that's sweet, and something to drink, and have the party. When we come in, we do all the entertainment and the education at the same time. It's kind of like adult sex ed, kind of a comedy act at the same time, because we always like to have a lot of fun with it. But the nights are really casual. It's my job to come in and keep it classy. Your friends may say the slang words and say whatever, you know, and we laugh and we joke and we have a great time, but it's my job to tell you about how things work and where things go and things of that nature, and to keep it a judgment-free zone. There are a lot of ladies that, you know, still kind of get nervous and shy to come to the parties, and there's still so much about sex that we really don't talk about. So I get to bring up topics that, you know, maybe you were too afraid to ask about. You know, maybe you didn't want your friends to think, ew, she likes, you know, such and such. So we say, don't yuck on anybody's yum.
Gotcha. Don't yuck on anybody's yum. Just, you know, yep. Growing up, it was one of the things about saying ill to something that somebody likes, as far as, you know, their food. Yeah, I was taught that that's rude, so I can see that being in the same sense. Like, just because one person may like something in regards to, you know, whatever, doesn't mean that, you know, it's shunned upon, I guess, with everybody. So it's about respecting one another. So that's kind of cool that you guys do enforce that, because, like you said, people are still shy and won't talk about SEX. Like me, I'm spelling the word, like. So, you know, like, what do you do? Like, how do you break the ice and open up the I guess, quote unquote, the floodgate?
That's when a great term to use.
When you have, you know, like a group of women that's shy.
You know, of course, and all parties are different. I've done some parties that are just spa parties, and I've done religious groups as well. So, you know, we have to change things up. Like I said, every party is different. But one of the great things that usually works as an icebreaker at a party is a game. And one of the quick and easy ones would be something like, I know, right? I've got to watch what I say because it's all double entendre. would be the name. And so I simply just have guests come up with a sexy adjective that starts with the same letter as their first name. And, you know, so if your name is Becky, maybe you're Bootylicious Becky, or you know, something like that. And so it's kind of silly to see where people are, or to play the dirty alphabet game, where, right, you know, you call out letters and they have to come up with the first dirty word. So usually certain letters, like the letter C, usually brings up those words that sometimes folks are afraid to say. So it's interesting to watch, like, who's going to say it? You know, who's going to say that word? Is everybody going to yell it out all at one time? Or is one person going to just say it underneath their breath? And it kind of helps to let me know what I'm working with and how far I have to go to try to make folks feel comfortable.
Gotcha. So, you know, as far as your parties, what type of parties do you book so that individuals do know? And how far are you willing to travel, like, outside of the Jacksonville area?
Because I am my own business owner, I will travel almost anywhere because it's a tax deduction and I want to see the world. So, Right. So, I mean, you got to be smart about it, but why not travel if you can? Okay, so that was a travel question. And what was the other question?
Like, what type of parties, you know, bachelorette parties?
Okay. Yeah, any type of party. I've done bachelorette, wedding showers, baby showers, retirement, divorce, just because. I feel like anything could be a reason just because, you know, it's, you guys just want to get together and have a few laughs and not have to, you know, I don't know, maybe go to a club or a bar. Maybe that's not your scene. And maybe you've been interested in the products and you don't want to go to one of those stores. You know, you feel kind of funny asking maybe the guy or the lady behind the counter, you know, what do I do? How do I do this? What is, you know, things like that. Instead, you can bring me in or another consultant and we can tell you about the products and you get a chance to, you know, see, touch, and feel products right there. But yeah, I feel like there's any time is a good time for a pure romance party.
Awesome. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick song break. And when we come back, what I would like to do is, you know, just get into a little bit of how you may break the ice as far as like not being shy with your partner and things of that nature. If you can help and give some suggestions to individuals that may be listening and struggling in that area.
Okay.
You know, so before we get into that, what I want to do is go to a quick song break. So everybody who's tuned in, please stay tuned in with us, and we're going to take it to Columbus, Georgia. I'm going to play Nicki McKnight. This track right here is titled Special. And if you're listening and you have any questions, I see people are there in the chat room. If you're listening and you have questions and you're too shy to press 1, you can put your question in the chat room and I'll read the question off and hopefully Miss Renee can answer it. And if you're not shy and you would like to ask a question or you have a concern or you know, you're seeing a product on our website, press 1 and we'll get you live on the air. What I'll do is state the last 4 digits of your phone number and we will bring you live. And here we go with Special featuring Deuce Revolver, 706 Nix.
If I tried to fuck every hoe in the whole wide world, tell me would I be the one to blame? If I went all out, that's what I'm all about, trying to fuck when I'm running games. It's in a nigga nature, so I perfect it. Ain't none the same, and yes, I respect it, and never neglect this. When in between them thighs, make them feel like a prize, then I'm at the next dick. No caressing, some say I'm a sexist. Call it what you want, ain't trying to hook a hoe. She in relationship type, but make a nigga feel good. And if she's just the only thing she good for. So I game him and I get him, try to tame him and I flip him. Keep the past and the questions and the feelings in myself, I never love him, no. Cause they all about the money and the benefits on some picky shit, always focused on a brother though. And likewise, I'm always focused on another hoe. Mine know my money, looking forward to another show. But I really need a rider, no lie, bro. Every real nigga need one beside ya. One who'll hold you down, who'll hold the crown and be a queen to a king. And if she'll hold me down, I'ma hold her down, and I mean what I mean.
Out of all these hoes in the world, you gon' have to show me what makes you so special.
Cause I know a lot of hoes with their own cup, and I know a lot of hoes with their own jug. Even though a few hoes where they come back, have a nigga run back to them like, oh lord.
Out of all these hoes in the world, you gon' have to show me what makes you so special.
Cause I know a lot of hoes that look good, and I know a lot of hoes that cook good. Even though a couple hoes are my pain, and you can trust they ain't no hoes. A lot of black college hoes that ain't the smartest hoes. Head right, but ain't on they toes. Some dress good, but don't sex good. If I ain't seen it, I better heard it all before. Some talk too much, about a whole lot of nothing. Floss too much, do a whole lot of stunting. Hair stay laid, nails stay dead. Fresh fit for your kids, and they all looking bummy. Some say they grown, wanna settle down. But damn, she done fucked every nigga in the town. Bitch, get around. Way more than Pac did with the digital underground. Then you come around me, I can all say. All behave like it's all gravy. Like you ain't really on that freak shit. Tryna play innocent like Lincoln. Tryna hide that game, I peeped it. You grown shawty, you ain't gotta sneak shit. I don't know if you peeped this, but we living in a city where it ain't no secret. And everybody know somebody that told somebody not to let nobody know. And shit, I got a girl at home. If I'm caught being a dog, you better be a damn good bone.
All these hoes in the world, you gon' have to show me what makes you so special.
Cause I know a lot of hoes with their own cup, and I know a lot of hoes with their own job. Even though a few hoes with their comeback, have a nigga run back to them like, oh lord.
All these hoes in the world, you gon' have to show me what makes you
lot of hoes that cook good. Even though a couple hoes on my pan, you can trust they ain't no look. Truth be told, I done ran through a lot of hoes, but I never handcuffed. I'ma stick to the G code. Pimp shit, I fuck a bitch and get gone. I don't never let a bra stick around long. Cut buddy, it's all that I need. I got no time for the arguments, please. I'ma come through, beat it up, then leave. You knew it from the start, you was dealing with a G. No cut, no flex. I'ma do my thing, then it's on to the next. Real nigga shit, started what did you expect? I only want sex, nothing more, nothing less. Anything else, best believe, get rejected. Besides breaking bread, then you might get killed. No questions, keep that to yourself. Asking who I'm with, I will not accept. Don't get me wrong, I done tried that shit, being with one chick. But some of these hoes, they act like niggas. You gotta be careful who you deal with. Right now, I'ma do me, the hell with that love shit. Until I find that special someone, nobody's different, so shout it.
All these hoes in the world, gonna have to show me what makes you so special.
Cause I know a lot of hoes with their own car, and I know a lot of hoes with their own job. Even though a few hoes with their comeback, have a nigga run back to them like, oh lord.
All these hoes in the world, you gonna have to show me what makes you so special.
Cause I know a lot of hoes that look good, and I know a lot of hoes that cook good. Even though a couple hoes on my pan, you can trust they.
I'm your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. I appreciate everybody for continuing to tune in. We have Renee Thurston of Pure Romance with us tonight. Miss Renee, you still with us here?
I'm still here.
He's still here. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So, before our song break, we had stated. It's multiples of me. I'm sorry. I was representing all of us. no. But I stated that I wanted to touch a little bit on romance, a little bit of intimacy and things of that nature, only because there's people that may be listening that are too shy to ask certain questions. So I don't know. You deal with a lot of individuals when you have your parties, I'm sure, that have different levels of experience. So with that being said, do you have any like general questions that get asked of you in regards to romance and, you know, how to be romantic maybe, you know, on that special night or special occasion?
Yeah, I would say a lot of the people that I deal with who have been in couples in a relationship for a while, it's doing little things to kind of, you know, make a spark, do something a little bit different. Some people are looking to do something really wild, and some people are looking to do something kind of more mild. So there are some real basic things that can be done. I love, we have some great scented candles, and we even have one where the wax turns into soy. So something like lighting a nice candle and it's got a great scent to it, and then being able to use the wax from the candle for massage is awesome. Most of us have really hectic days. We keep a lot of stress, and both for women and for men, women a lot of times tend to get stuck in their head when it turns into moving into the bedroom. Something like a nice massage beforehand, it helps to that romance, that connection before going further. So that's, you know, something kind of basic. But I mean, it could be even little things like taking a walk together. You guys just both got home, give each other a great hug, you know, and not just a quick second or a peck on the cheek, a real hug, and, you know, maybe change into some tennis shoes and go for a little walk, you know, go around a pond, something like that. It's great for your health, and it's time that you're spending together. Try to put the phone away. Don't put the earbuds in, you know, talk about the day and things like that. Mm-hmm. Communication is huge in relationships and dealing with romance and intimacy.
Awesome. I agree to the level of, you know, the whole candle thing. Like, I like the candles. I like candles. So that's something I would think of. I know that's mm-hmm. very basic, but, you know, mm-hmm. it does get a little, it gets the mood going, you know. It gets the flickering of the light, the wick, mm-hmm. the flame.
Right, yeah.
What are the names of the, or where can they get the candles that you were just speaking of on your site?
They can. We have all of our products are available on our site, as well if they're locally. I deliver and ship. And my website is www.urapassiondiva.com, and that's the letter U, the letter R, the letter A, passiondiva.com.
Now, what about, like, if you have a guy out there who just thinks he's just like, I'm Mr. Buff, man, I can't be have no light, no candle.
That's one of our big things is we have with the ladies who come in is, oh my gosh, how am I going to get my husband to do this? But in the same, there's different points that go with that. Guys sometimes ego because of what, you know, they're taught the whole time. It's hard to get them to see things in a different way, but men and women tend to kind of operate on different systems. We usually compare women to crock pots and guys to microwaves. It sounds silly, but as far as the time for us to reach, you know, through foreplay up to climax for a lady, it could take, you know, about 30 minutes. We need some of the rubbing and the touching and in that foreplay and things like that to get the right stimulation and sensitivity. And that's not to say that quickies aren't great and fun and not all women are textbook, but it usually takes most women, you know, statistically, in that 20 to 30 minute range. And for guys, statistically, again, they have the possibility of reaching climax between like 2 to 3 minutes. So if you put a cup of water in a microwave, you know, if you put it in for 2 to 3 minutes, it's at a rolling boil. But if you do that with a cup of water in a crock pot, it's going to take all day to get to a boil.
I like the analogy now that you've broken it down. And it kind of, you know, I hate to say this, but it kind of like sounds like it sucks to have balls. Like, 2 to 3 minutes?
Well, I mean, but that doesn't mean, now in saying that doesn't mean that that's the end of the night. Of course, in some instances it is. It's, you know, I've climaxed, I'm done, you know, with that area. So we're, you know, on that. But there's other things that can be done, and doing things like foreplay, having, you know, that intimacy ahead of time, you know, it's still the experience is still worth it for both partners, you know, and it's keeping it that way. So, and of course, these aren't all my original thoughts. I can't take the credit for all of these. That these are things that I've definitely learned along the way, and they just make a lot of sense to me. But Dan Savage was one of our speakers. He has a podcast called Savage Love, and he said, you know, about toys going into the bedroom because sometimes ego is a big deal. And when somebody builds a house, you don't say, you know, oh, you built a house, but you used both a hammer and a saw. You didn't really build a house because you didn't just use one. So if we're in the bedroom, why can't we say that, you know, maybe we use a vibrator while we're having our intimacy, while we're having penetration? If the ultimate goal is both partners climaxing and that's what it takes, does it, you know, does that mean that you didn't make it happen because you used something else to go with it? We don't tell carpenters that, you know, well, you had to use the nail, so you didn't really build a house. The house is very much there for everybody to enjoy. So, no, the house is there. Just, you know, so, but it is. It's hard. There's a lot of kind of preconceived notions of what's okay and what's not okay. And communication is a really big deal. And, you know, talking to people when I talk with them and depending on their situation, we have a range of items that if you're looking for a toy for the bedroom and maybe something that's a little more discreet and may not bruise your partner's ego, we have items, you know, that can do that. And usually it tends to be a really good thing because if both partners are happy, it's really important.
Awesome. Well, those were some really, really great tips. The analogies are really awesome. Like, for me, you don't tell a carpenter you didn't build that house because you had to use an extra nail or a saw. So I like that, you know, like, hey, don't let it ruin you because your partner may ask for, you know, a toy or something to be involved mm-hmm. in what you have going on. Like, it's normal. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it doesn't mean that you're not performing to, I guess, expectation. So,
right.
Awesome. Now, as far as, like, you know, breaking the ice, once you break the ice and you start setting the mood, like, there are individuals who are shy about being intimate and allowing individuals to be intimate with them. So, do you have any suggestions on that or tips?
Again, I'm probably going to say on that part would be a good part of communication as far as, you know, getting to know the person that you're with. You know, hopefully if you're on the brink of being intimate, and you're doing those things in a romantic type of nature, hopefully there has been some conversation about sex and, you know, kind of people's likes and things like that. Of course, when you're early in a relationship, you don't usually just put everything out on the table. It can be kind of scary,
right?
And people don't want to be judged, you know. So, you know, but kind of some basic things, because if you're going to do, you know, kind of, if you're going to do something that's intimate, hopefully you have some intimacy between each other. You have some trust. So, you know, in the middle of a romantic evening, it may be kind of difficult to start having a sex talk. You know, those are things kind of that should come. I mean, I'm hoping to try to make it a little bit less awkward, you know, beforehand, maybe, you know, just around the, you might not be living together, let's say around the house, or, you know, get together and start making dinner while you're kind of dating and things, you know, bringing up little things that you might like, or that might interest you, or doing, you know, kind of like a 50 questions type of game, things like that. But, I do feel that opening up is a good thing. You know, if you trust somebody enough that you're going to have sex with them, that, you know, they need to know something about you. They're not just going to look at you and know exactly, you know, every button to push and things like that. What does it for you? And when you get into those situations as well, you know, if something's not working for you in the bedroom, to bring it up. Again, it's communication is huge, and just kind of finding nice ways of doing it. It's constructive criticism in the very nicest way. And if it's brought to you, as well, to try to take it with an open heart and open mind. You know, everybody is completely different. We're wired in different ways.
Besides these type of questions that obviously I'm asking you, and I'm sure you get asked tons of them at parties, what are some of your other biggest challenges as a consultant?
Gosh, I don't know. There are a few different things. One of my biggest things is I really love what I do. I love empowering women. I've made some great friends, both clients and other consultants, just through parties. And, you know, letting women know when they come in to see me, you know, they feel confident enough and that they can talk to me and they can tell me literally some of their deepest secrets, some of the things that they haven't even told the girls that they're in the room with. And, you know, letting them know, you know, no, that's okay. Yes, you know, those are normal things that your body does and certain things that happen in relationships, you know, and helping them to find the right things. I am not a doctor. I am not, you know, a complete guru on this. I know a little bit about a little bit, and I'm so happy to be able to share it. You know, I love this. It's a great forum to be able to share what I do know with people, and I love learning even more as certain situations arise. I mean, I've dealt with young ladies who are, you know, were with the same partner for quite some time and never actually experienced an orgasm with their partner. And, you know, I kind of feel like, and part of my empowerment is that I feel like everybody should have great sex, women, men, whether you're with a partner or without, it's a great thing. I feel like everybody should have it. There are tons of health benefits for both men and women having sex or orgasms. As far as keeping your body, your heart healthy, keeping your stress levels down. So I don't see why not. And so I like being able to talk to people and help them and, you know, kind of tells them the do's and the don'ts. I do little PSAs during my show, and I call them PSAs, and, you know, we have a little bit of fun with it and, you know, things that you might think are okay that aren't okay for certain items and things.
So when you have a party, and you, I mean, do you, I know you don't demonstrate your items, but, like, how do you deal with an individual who may have had, like, one or too many cocktails or something like that? Like, have you ever had anybody that's just like, all out trying to make out with any of your products.
Yes. Almost all the time. No. And it's usually in a funny way. Like, usually they want a picture taken with it, acting like they're doing certain things. And I try to ask people not to, but ultimately, you know, if you're not disrupting the party, and as long as, you know, nothing bad is happening or anything, because depending on what you do with it, you're going to own it. I'm not going to take it back and bring it to somebody else's party, just as a, you know, I wouldn't do that. And, you know, I would hope nobody would do those things. So I'll joke a lot of times and tell them, okay, ladies, you know, everything I show you has to stay, you know, above the waistline. You know, just as a little joke. And you know, usually people say, you have to tell people that, you know, and it's usually just kind of a laugh. But I do like to put it out there just in case, because there are all different types of parties that happen, and different things happen at, you know, different parties. So, yeah, usually things are pretty good. We're usually able to go with the flow. And a lot of times their friends will kind of tell them, okay, because, you know, they want to see it, because it goes from each person so they can test the speeds and kind of see what functions that it has. And then we move into our next item. So if that person is holding on to that item for a little bit too long, usually someone's going to give them a little nudge so it continues to move on.
Awesome. What I want to do is take a quick song break. And we're going to have about 10 minutes or so left of our broadcast. If you have anything of your own that you would like to address, we can do that after the song break. I do have a couple more questions of my own, but if there's something that you would like to specifically speak about, please do so before I ask my questions. I want to make sure that you're able to get that in before we end our broadcast.
Great.
So everybody that's tuned in, please stick around with us. We got about 15 more minutes or so left of our broadcast. We're going to let Renee have the floor and see if she's got any juicy tips she wants to share. And myself, I just have a quick question that I want to ask, and it is going to be in regards to, like, faking the orgasm. So stay right here with us, and we'll be right back.
Friday, 11:22 p.m.
Hey, sorry to be calling so late, but, you know, a hard-working woman is about her money. When are you going to make your rain for your favorite girl?
It's your night, to the front stage. I've waited all night for the DJ to call you.
Oh, no, but seriously,
hey,
I'm only in town for another day, so
hey,
if you really want to
it's
see
your front stage, I'm waiting all night for the DJ to call you.
Somebody take 2 minutes, take the back to your tongue and they stay fight. I'ma break it up and get in between it like the answer never was out.
No,
I know you can't help, but your titties are self. They hugging each other, your booty is banging. Every time I drive by, they feel like they ducking for cover. But I'ma bust on, yeah, I'ma bust on. Like a food day, she know that I'm thirsty. She just wants the money, I want the pussy. Go get what you want, girl. You can be selfish, just use me. Rewards with the money. Bank out the trap house, free Gucci.
Lord, have mercy, Lord. She need a choir singing every time she walk into me. Oh, Lord.
Know that you want from not having a top on that coupe, but I know you gon' ride. So I'ma hit every gear up in your shit like I'm racing to win the first prize.
It's your night to the front stage. I waited all night for the DJ to call you.
Because they broke.
No, I can't blame you. So I love you the way that you dance, girl. You're the private view.
I know that you want it, you feel it, you swim like a lion, you can't fight your pride. So if you want to get away from the bushes, then I got a place you can hide.
Lord, I'm a slut. She need
choir singing every time she walks into me. Oh Lord,
you know you can get it right after you finish. I'm waiting to take your ass home. Counting hundreds and fifties, you running the city. Just might need a crown for the throne.
It's your night to the front stage. I've waited all night for the DJ to call you.
And welcome back to Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love, right here on Get Lifted Radio. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. We have Renee Thurston of Pure Romance as our guest with us tonight. Miss Renee, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
She's still here, y'all. Okay. So before I get into my last questions, like I stated before we took our break, is there anything specific that you would like to touch on or speak about in regards to anything that you deal with?
I don't know if there's anything specific necessarily as far as what we deal with. I hope that maybe for the folks out there that have wondered about Pure Romance and, oh no, I wouldn't do one of those, you know, thinking that we're just kind of shady people who come to your house and things like that. We're a very legit company. It's been around since 1983. You know, and we're just real ladies. You know, a lot of us are moms, or we have a lot of ladies who do this full time as their job. So if you're looking for something different as well, I'd love to have some new girls on my team. But it's a lot of fun, and you know, we like to help our customers and bring them great products, and we have really, really great products. Like I said, you know, everything from the bathroom to the bedroom, whether you just need some shave cream, and our shave cream is our best-selling product, or if you need some candles or lingerie, or, you know, you're just looking for ideas, we have great books in our learning library, and as well on our websites. Each of our consultant websites always have great tips that you can learn from them.
Awesome. Now, my last question, because I didn't want to interrupt you when you were speaking, but you did speak on women, and this could even go for guys as well, but like not having or not reaching, I guess, the climax for themselves, even with being with a partner for like years. And then you have some women, maybe men too, I don't know, that fake their climax. Like, you know, how does one correct that or attempt to try to correct that? Any suggestions on that?
Yeah, I'm going to take it from a couple of different angles. One, I hope we're not faking them, especially in a long-term relationship, you know, that we have those lines of communication where we could start to bring up, you know, maybe trying different positions or things like that. And maybe it's not your partner. Maybe you're just right now, your sexual libido is kind of down, and you're doing it more for them because you know that they still need intimacy and things like that. So I hope we're not faking it. I hope that we can be honest, you know, with our partners and tell them, you know, hey, when we do certain things this way, you know, I'm maybe just not fully getting where I want to be. It's hard sometimes finding the words because you don't want to ever, you know, hurt somebody's feeling and just be like, no, I'm not sexually satisfied. And, you know, you hope it doesn't get to that point, but just to say, you know, I like it when you spend time, you know, in whatever the actual action is. And ways of helping to foster those things that, you know, because it is definitely a give and take. So if there are certain things that you like that help you, there are certain things that your partner likes that's going to help them. If it's a problem with stimulation and sensitivity, we actually have some great enhancement creams. We've got four different creams that we've got available, and two of them can actually be used by both men and women to help increase sensitivity, which usually is going to bring you, if you're not having orgasms, get you closer to having an orgasm. If you're having orgasms, the potential for multiple orgasms or much stronger orgasms. But so hopefully we're talking to our partners. Hopefully we're not faking and talking about, you know, what feels good to us. And if we're not exactly sure what feels good to us sometimes, that's where masturbation can come into play to see, you know, what type of things, you know, work for us, or mutual masturbation, to go over those type of things.
If you guys could see my face right now.
Like, didn't think we were going to go there, right?
But I'm looking around the room like.
I said it. I said the M word. Oh, and May is actually masturbation month. So you should feel like, hey, you're celebrating. It's okay this month.
All right. Celebrate on.
Celebrate.
No. But man, this was a great interview. I definitely would want to do like a follow-up segment, maybe like, you know, just giving more tips and things of that nature. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I think that's a good
topic to speak on. I think it definitely would be fun, and people will begin to take a liking, and maybe you never know, you can help some people break that barrier of being shy, and like you said before, have awesome sex, because everybody should have awesome sex.
Absolutely.
Well, if you want to give any quick shout out or anything of that nature, maybe I don't know, your team, or anything of that nature, you're more than welcome to do so at this point.
I guess first to you and your listeners, thanks so much for having us on, and the great promo that we've received coming up to the radio interview. I've definitely seen a lot of people interact that I haven't, and hopefully I'm touching people's lives with that. Maybe they're looking into the product. And definitely a big shout out to all my Pure Romance consultants out there. I love our sisterhood. And I hope to be back. Hopefully people will start to check out and submit questions, because I'd love to answer folks' questions. Again, I'm not a doctor, but I do know a little bit.
Yeah, and do you have an email, or would you like them to submit the questions to our email? How do you want that to happen? Let's make that happen.
They can send them directly to me if they'd like. It's this, just like my website. It's the letters URAPassionDiva@gmail.com. And if they'd like to email about questions or products they may see, if they're interested in the opportunity of starting their own business or hosting a party, to please feel free and send those questions in. I'd really love to be able to answer them for them.
Awesome. And again, that's U, the letter R, the letter A, Passion Diva. And passion, I don't know who knows how to spell and who doesn't, but it's PASSION, D as in dog, I, V as in Victor, A as in apple. Okay, URAPassionDiva@gmail.com. You can also go to our website, URAPassionDiva.com, right?
Yes.
All right. I thank you so much for taking the time out to be a guest on the show. And, you know, anytime you want to use the platform, it is more than open to you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, you have a good night.
You too.
Peace. So you guys know that, like, I was a bit nervous over here. This is my first interview with a romance consultant, and we talked about sex. So it was a success. I really enjoyed it. I myself received some pretty good tips. I hope that you did as well. If you have any questions or you want to order product, as we stated, visit youareapassiondiva.com to book a party or to shop. And if you have any questions, it's youareapassiondiva@gmail.com. Before I let you guys go, we're going to play this final track by Vardon out of Bronx, New York, representing very, very well. I see you, young man, doing your thing. And here we go with Ain't Nothing Like. Right, y'all turn up.
Rush, got some chicken to snatch up. Get young on the phone, chick, I'm gonna need backup. I'm gonna need backup. Just to get niggas act up. Rather safe than sorry, hit my pen, nigga, strap up. At all times, we're ready. Don't let the baby face fool ya. All it takes is a simple text, go on fast. Catch one in your medulla. Control, alter, needs delete. Shut you down like a fucking computer. They gon' label me the bestest. Me and my niggas, we the freshest. Look at the line to get in this joint. Bypass that nigga, I'm famous. Whoa.
Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like it. Oh, ain't nothing stopping me, no. 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 Ain't nothing like.
Big chicks on me. Rock, paper, scissors, who been kissing on me? They all recognize my face. Soon as I step up in the place, DJ giving me a shout out. Done deal on crowd, wild out. Bop my way over the VIP. Dap my team up, one touch TNT. Tell a barmaid, we need cognac ASAP. XO, we gon' blow it up. Blow it up. No chaser, everything straight. If I get another one, I'll probably throw it up. Throw it up. Waste no more time. Sync up the air. Tell security to calm their ass down. I'm the reason why everybody here. Hold up.
Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like it. Oh, ain't nothing stopping me, no. Ain't nothing stopping me, no. Ain't nothing stopping me, no. Ain't nothing stopping me, no.
We at the bar.
All eyes on us.
Them superstars. Snapping our pics.
Cause we the shit.
No better feeling in the world compared to this.
My head is swollen.
I am the dawn. No matter where I'm at, everybody wanna come.
They wanna come.
Shot after shot. We pull it up. Day to the night time, we get right, my nigga truck.
Ain't nothing like it. Oh, ain't nothing stopping me, no. Ain't nothing stopping me, no.
If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement,
Yahoo!
And satisfaction, visit the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Pilot, part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand.
Yahoo!
You've just entered car buying bliss.
See dealer for financing details based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for information.